Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to our House of Representatives call for Tuesday, August 22nd, 2023. Our summer is rapidly approaching the end, and it is definitely hot in more than one way in our area, in this country. And so we're going to have another teaching tonight from Dr. Mosley. And before I do the roll call, I've asked him to go ahead and open us up in prayer tonight. So, Dr. Mosley, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Father, we come to you again in the name of our Lord and Savior, LeSure. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for how you have blessed us over the years, how even you're blessing us right now with all that's taking place in the world. You continue to protect us. You continue to provide for us. Many things that you have done and continue to do for us we're unaware of. But we thank you for even those things that we were unaware that you had done or that you are doing for us. We just lift up this teaching this evening and that it will be pleasing in your sight, that it will touch those areas that need to be touched as it relates to the systems of this world and as it versus the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of the enemy. So as you know, we have covered one or two of these systems, and what we're about to do tonight, we just ask for your blessing on it. We ask for your anointing on it, your good favor, and that each and every one of us on this call will be benefited. But most of all, it will be to your honor, your glory, and your praise. In the precious name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
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 Thank you, sir. Go ahead and quickly do the roll, and then we'll get things underway tonight. Representative Rockwell is present. Representative Reed, are you with us? Representative Schmidt.
Representative David Schmidt from Wisconsin Free State is present.
All right. Thank you, sir. Representative Binder.
I am Representative Mark Binder is present. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. And Representative Cox, are you with us tonight?
Representative Cox is present. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. It looks like we have four representatives tonight representing four states. And I'll go ahead and yield to Dr. Mosley now to get our teaching underway with the laws of life. I'm looking forward to tonight's teaching. You have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The laws of life. We define a law of life as being an absolute divine truth that governs the consequences of our actions. Everything we do and everything that we say activates one or more laws of life, either in a positive or in a negative way. And I'm sure some of you who have been privy to this teaching over the months that you recall that the position that we take is that everything is governed by one or more laws of life, either natural and physical laws or spiritual laws. Every component of life is impacted or affected by one or more laws of life. We, over the last several months, have been dealing with the kingdoms of the world versus the kingdom of God. We talked about the economic system and the difference between those two systems. And we talked about the social system, the difference between the two systems. We have spent the last several weeks, maybe the last couple of months at least, on the two political systems, the world's political system versus the political system of the kingdom of God. And what we had planned to do tonight was to move into the educational system and the differentiation between these two systems, recognizing that the educational system is very integral and that it causes most of us, if not all of us, to be orientated to the other systems. It is the gateway to move us into the economic system based upon what we're taught respond through the educational system. It does the same with respect to the social system. The educational system is very, very prominent, of course, as it relates to the political system and these other systems that we will discuss. But because of what is taking place in society today and over these last few weeks and maybe even last few months, the Spirit of God impressed upon me to touch again, to some limited extent, on a law that I would assume most of us on the call have heard me share, and maybe there are one or two representatives that have not heard the teaching as it relates to this particular law. But it is the law, not the concept, not the precept, not even the principle, but the law of notice and warning. With the storms that we're having, the fires we're having, the floods we're having, the mass shootings that are taking place, unlawful lawlessness, violence, diseases that we thought had been eradicated that are surfacing again, if there ever were a time that we need to be aware of what God is saying to us. And the question here is, does God want us to know? Does God want us to know? You hear so many say that you never know what God is going to do. You never know what God is doing. And the question that we've asked previously and we're asked again, that is that consistent with Scripture? And let's look at a few scriptures that we have used as it relates to the law of notice and warning. Amos 3:7, our primary scripture in this regard, says to us, I will do nothing unless I first reveal it to my servants, the prophets. That's God the Father talking, saying to us in absolute terms that he will do nothing unless he first tells one of you. Then there's another scripture that we rely upon for the purpose of establishing. God wants us to know. He does not want us caught up in mudslides. He does not want us caught up in fires and other calamities, such as what happened, what is still taking place to some extent on one of the Hawaiian Islands right now. Believers should expect to be warned. Another scripture that speaks to what we're sharing at this point. Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong to God. That's some things that God has reserved to himself. But those things that are revealed belong to us and our children forever. Those things that pertain to us that are not items or situations that God has reserved to himself, he wants us to know. Another scripture, and there are many, many scriptures, Old and New Testament, that speak to what we're sharing at this point. Mark 10:26. There's nothing hidden that will not be revealed. Does God want us to know? And if he wants us to know, how does he get this information to us? Well, I think most of us remember the scripture that God uses those things that we can see to help us to better understand the things we cannot see. So God uses the fact that he has built into society the law of notice and warning. It's all around us in a natural way. Even before we move into the spirit realm, The law of notice and warning is at work constantly. I've asked the question in the past of individuals to whom I've had the privilege of sharing these laws of life. The question, do you have a doorbell? And, of course, almost everybody in the room raised their hand and nodded in the affirmative. But what is a doorbell in the natural? It's a notice and warning device. Notice with respect to people who are at your door that you want to see. Warning as relates to an imposter or someone who you don't desire to see or who is not an invitee. to your premise. I don't recall a time that there have been so many pets in the households of individuals. Almost everybody has a dog or a cat, a pet of some kind. But then I asked the question about a dog. How many people have dogs? Everybody in the room, raise their hand. But me, because I don't have one. But God uses animals such as that to give notice and warning. Dog barking as it relates to an intruder, and a dog being willing to snuggle up to a person who comes that is friendly with the family and an invitee. I can give you example after example after example in your automobiles, in your homes, driving up and down the highway, the signs, the notice and warning signs when you go to into a commercial building, notice and warning signs throughout. I've even made the statement that even a skunk will give a warning before spraying you, that a rattlesnake will give you a warning with a hiss before striking out against you. Notice and warning is built into the environment because God wants us to understand that he has also established notice and warning for us in the spirit realm. So then, how does God get notice and warning to us? Now, again, we're still talking about the systems. And I perceive God wants us to be aware by way of the notice as it relates to the differentiation between the kingdom of the world and the kingdom of God. This series is to give us notice of that which pertains to the kingdom of God or that which is contrary to the kingdom of God. Because I think we've come to see here that many who have been believers for a number of years, including myself, did not recognize the clear differentiation between these two systems because we were reared, in most instances, following the educational system of the world that entrenched us into these other systems. So how does God get this information to us? And the fact that he wants us to know, understand, and recognize the differentiation between the two kingdoms we've been talking about, and also to differentiate notice and warning. First of all, and we shared this previously, buying through Scripture, notice and warning can be seen from Genesis all the way through to the Revelation. We won't take time to see because we've dealt with this particular subject matter before. But throughout the Bible, God has always given notice and warning to those who belong to him. So the first way he gets information to us concerning notice and warning and how he is getting information to us now concerning notice and warning is by and through Scripture. And for those who choose not to make themselves available to study the Word, they limit the opportunity to understand notice and warning that is differentiated and made clear in Scriptures that we can apply to our everyday lives. I've used the example by way of notice. And oftentimes the question is asked by individuals whom we have shared this series. And the statement from many individuals, many believers, is that they have no idea what their purpose is in life. Some may be in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, or maybe even older, and say they still have no idea. Most times, if you study the Scripture closely enough, you will find the purpose that God has you here and what he has for you to do. God clearly revealed to me these laws of life, that I was to teach the laws of life. Where did I find that? I found it in the book of Exodus when God was speaking to Moses. When Moses' father-in-law was telling him concerning teaching the Mosaic to the children of Israel. That's when it registered in me at that time, through by and through Scripture, that was the call on my life to teach the laws of life, not the Mosaic law, differentiate between the Mosaic law and the laws of life, but not to teach the Mosaic law, but to teach the laws of life. The concept of laws of life, court TV, came from Scripture because Moses also was sitting on cases that came before him, making adjudications of those cases of controversies taking place between the children of Israel. So it's in Scripture. God's not a respecter of persons. If he would share with me what I was called to do, share with me by way of Scripture, he will do likewise for anyone else. But that point we're making, notice and warning, for us, each of us, if we dig deeply enough, we'll find it in Scripture. Likewise, a witness in our spirit. That's another way Father God gives us notice and warning. There are many times, I'm sure, each of the individuals on a call can recall situations where there was something in your spirit that says, go or stay. There was something in your spirit that said, do this or do that. Although you don't know why, but nevertheless, you know that it was the Spirit of God speaking to you by way of a notice and or a warning. Some individuals have heard the audible voice of God. I have. Some have heard that still small voice by way of a notice and or a warning. Some have gotten notices and warnings by dreams and visions. Others have gotten word of knowledge, word of wisdom, some even by angels, and others even by circumstances. God can give you a notice and a warning by way of circumstance. You may be asking the question, why is he going through all of this? I'm going through it is because we are not to be caught by surprise. With all that's taking place today, we should be keenly aware of what God is saying for us to do and what he's saying for us not to do, and also making us clearly to understand the differentiation between that which is of the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of this world. God will always give confirmation concerning the notices and warnings that he has given. So why do we miss the notices and warnings? And in many instances, it's because of clutter, because of being too busy. I've come under some conviction, and I've shared it with the speaker, that I don't perceive that I'm giving the series the excellence that it ought to have because it is so rich and I've spread so many ways that I have not been able to give it the full attention that I know that it deserves. But one reason that we miss notices and warnings is that we're too busy. Other ways we miss notice and warnings is that there's too much clutter in our lives. So what we're endeavoring to do tonight, and we're going to get back to the next kingdom, the next structure of the kingdom, of the enemy as compared to the kingdom of God in our next session. Then we'll be dealing with this educational system, and we want to give you adequate notice and warning as to that which is of the world and that unfortunately which we may have adopted in our daily lives, which is not of the kingdom of God. And that's what we're trying to get to. We want to know clearly when someone presents an activity to us, whether or not it's something that is consistent with the way we ought to do it or be involved in it as it relates to the kingdom of God as compared to what takes place in the kingdoms of the kingdom, singular, I should say, of this world. With that, Mr. Speaker, I yield.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Mosley, for that. And you are presenting it just fine, and you're filling the blanks as we go on and going back to things that need to be done, and you're being led by the Spirit to do what you're doing, and it's all good. Appreciate you bringing that to us tonight.
Thank you, sir.
And with that, I'm going to go ahead and open up the floor for anybody that has any questions or comments for Dr. Mosley tonight.
This is Representative Mark Biner. May I have the floor?
Yes, you have the floor.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Mosley, for that teaching. It opens our eyes every time that you give a teaching. I just wanted to say we're very blessed to have the news before the news through the prophets of today. There's several of them, really, that I listen to that I like. They get you thinking about things. They get you into the scripture. And something to do, you're traveling if you want to. Like there's Julie Green, Johnny Enlow, Andrew Whalen, Amanda Grace, Robin Bullock, just to mention a few. And just want to say, if you're looking, there's no excuse to not know where your place is and what God's asking you to do in this day and age. And I yield. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Anybody else?
Yeah, this is Representative David Schmidt requesting the floor.
Yes, you have the floor, sir.
Yeah, otherwise all these, I'll just bring up all these different fires that are going on. They're all arson. And I think everybody's aware of that, but I'm going to bring it, a lot of cases that they're using what's called the directed energy weapon, usually with drones. And this is how they're doing it. And like the one in Maui that there, Lahaina, city that there, the city government had actually made a deal with a developer to redevelop that whole area that was burned down. And that's going to be start surfing. That's going to news is going to be start surfing coming to the surface here pretty soon. So there's unfortunately there's some evil people out there trying to profiteer from this. Do it. They say do those kind of things. Seize. Basically this gives the city government the ability to use eminent domain to seize all the properties. And I just thought to bring that into it. And with that, you go before.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else? All right. With that, I'll go ahead and let you go if you need to head out, Dr. Mosley, for tonight. And we will catch you in, I think, the next time we're going to meet is on the 19th of September. So if you have to head out, go ahead and do that. If not, you can stick around and hear us finish up tonight.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Have a good meeting. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. And with that, I would definitely ask if anybody has any closing comments for tonight.
Speaker Rockwell, this is Representative Cox. I was wondering, I was just looking at my calendar, and there's not going to be a meeting September 5th?
That is, I believe, let me pull up the schedule here. Whoop, I got to do this. That, I believe, is Labor Day, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, all right.
And, yeah, the 5th is Labor Day, and the 12th is Tabernacles.
Oh, okay. Good deal.
So,
all right.
Anyway, so anybody have any closing comments for tonight?
This is Representative David Schmidt, requesting the floor.
Yes, you have the floor, sir.
Yeah, I'd just like to put this question out to everybody, all the representatives. If the Republic were stood up today, what would be the first thing that the Congress would need to do? I'm just going to just put that out there. I'm not expecting any answers tonight, but I'm just putting that question out there to everybody. So I just went with that a year before.
All right. Thank you, sir. Anybody else?
This is Representative Mark Biner. May I have the floor?
Yes, you have the floor.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that I've been on a couple of judicial calls as an observer, basically. And they're kind of hinting towards the fact that when we do get stood up, perhaps there's some legislation that needs to be brought forward from the time that we re-inhabit to today. And they were specifically talking about the airline standards as far as legislation to be able to enable the judiciary to keep the people safe, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I haven't looked too terribly into it. I just wanted to put that that bug in your ear, so to speak, to maybe getting thinking about that as well. I'll look into it, and maybe I'll report back when we reconvene again here. But just wanted to let you know their feelings, and they've done a bunch of work as well. They've done a really good paper that I've read, and we did the Internet Bill of Rights. That's something you can write ahead of time if you want to, and it'd be subject to approval, and maybe we should think about doing some more legislation. You're up to it, and I yield. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Anybody else? All right. If not, I would definitely entertain a motion for us to adjourn tonight, if somebody would like to do that.
Yes, this is Representative Robin Cox. I move that resign for tonight and reconvene on September 19th, Tuesday, at 8 o'clock Central Time. I yield.
This is Representative David Schmidt seconding the motion to adjourn.
All right, we got a motion on the floor to adjourn tonight, and it's been seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And is there anybody opposed? All right, we'll go ahead and stand adjourned for tonight. And before we separate, does somebody want to close us in prayer tonight?
I would. This is Representative Robin Cox.
All right, you have the floor.
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you would bless our nation, Lord Jesus, that you would have mercy upon our nation. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Please don't let our country be destroyed. Don't let the Constitution be destroyed, Lord. Lord, have mercy upon upon your people, Lord. Forgive us for all of our sins. Turn our nation back to you, Lord Jesus. And I plead the blood of Jesus over all the representatives and the senators and our president, and ask that you would that we cover them with the blood of Jesus Christ. And we pray your angelic hedge of protection around them. And Lord, also for President Trump as he flies to Atlanta, Lord, that you, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over President Trump, and I pray your angelic hedge of protection around him and around his family and everything that pertains to him, Lord. And Lord, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come, and let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes,
amen. Amen.
All right.
Thank
everybody
you.
Enjoy, and we will talk at you soon. Have a good one.
All right. Good night.
Have a good Labor Day weekend.
Yep.
All right. You too.